sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic. We had a great night last night where we went to the new Omni Hotel right near Scissortail. Beautiful. I'd never been inside.
Did you eat there?
They have a little, was it OKC tap room? It's like a family sports pub. Uh-huh. And they had a 90s cover band.
Oh, wow.
Playing there. And so we had just, let's see, margarita pizza and some nachos. Like, it was just, it was fancy bar food is the way I would call it. And it was fantastic. But you went to, the other restaurant there,
right? I went to the, I guess, the Top or something like that. I've forgotten what the name of the restaurant was. But anyway, it's the big restaurant.
Yeah.
And I had Daniel waiting on me. If you go to the Omni, to their fine dining restaurant, ask for Daniel. He will take such good care of you. He's a good personal friend of Joe from our office, because they work together in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And he is a well-trained server. He does a great job. And the food was good. So there we go.
I had not walked in. I mean, that is just a top shelf space, hotel, into the convention. It was beautiful.
We had a couple friends come in to our team meeting this week from Missouri, a broker from Missouri, number one in Missouri and number one in Kansas, came in to our team meeting and talked to us and shared some things with us. And they stayed at the Omni, and they were just blown away by how cool that was.
Yeah.
So,
gorgeous. So that's what was our night last night.
My night last night was at the American Legion Post 12 in War Acres. There is a group of six of us who have formed a coalition to help cut down on veteran and active duty military suicide. And this was our second event, and it was a social event, and it was a well-being event. We had I dealt blackjack all night, which I was not assigned blackjack. I was assigned giant Jenga, but my pastor was assigned blackjack. I called all of the associate pastors of the church and said, "You got to come over and see our pastor, our Nazarene pastor, deal blackjack." And then he got there and he goes, "Would you trade with me? I'm not sure I know how to do blackjack." I said, "Well, I can count to 21, so I can do that."
That's fun.
And it was, my table was busy all night long. Yeah. It was fun. And we in Oklahoma are number one in successful suicide attempts by veterans. Terrible.
That's such a sad.
It's very sad. And now we're dealing with active duty being so high in suicide attempts. So we need to support our veterans.
Right.
And this was we had all 22 different organizations there last night, each with an expertise in something that they do. My expertise was the VA home loan. Nobody asked me about the VA home loan, but I was there just to kind of make friends of the veterans that attended.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, it's a wonderful event.
It was a good event. Tom Nix and Friends and Scissortail Productions came and entertained.
And
it was great. It was almost like a USO show, you used to see on TV. So that was fun. So we do stay busy supporting our community. A part of our mission statement is lead efforts to improve our community.
And we have ongoing things with that. Today, it's the Santa's Market
Market at the fairgrounds. It's the biggest shopping bazaar in the state. during our Christmas seasons, always the weekend before Thanksgiving. And this year, they are a little bit more spread out to kind of curb the COVID thing. Mm. But they are occupying two buildings at the fairgrounds. So go into the fairgrounds and shop. They open at 9 o'clock. We are in the studio today because they're not open yet. But we will be there at about 9:10.
And it is for Alzheimer's.
We raise money for the Alzheimer's Research, mm-hmm. for the Alzheimer's Association of Oklahoma. It's a local.
Yeah.
It's a local effort with Alzheimer's Research. And it is right after the Santa Market last year. I had an occasion where I needed some help with a family member. And I called, and somehow they knew my name because we're one of the primary sponsors of this. So financially we sponsor it, and then physically we sponsor it as well. And they said, well, Becky, what do you need? We're going to help you. And I said, well, I just need to know some good doctors. And I told them what to do a diagnosis for a family member. Mm-hmm. And they were so good. They gave me like four names. And I said, now, if it were your family member, would you call these in the order you gave them to me? And they said, well, it probably wouldn't matter which order, but yeah, I probably would. And it was exactly what we needed.
Well, right after the show here, we'll be heading to the Santa Market, and we'd love for you to stop by there and say hello to us there at the State Fairgrounds. And free to get in. It is
free, and free parking.
Free parking, and very, very entertaining. When we get back, we'll be talking about what it takes to move. Lessons from Becky Ivins and her moving experience. Right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking about moving, and if you want to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. Now, Becky, you are in the midst of moving personally.
Every realtor should have to move about every 5 years to kind of regain that empathy of the people you're dealing with. Because I will tell you, the move is daunting. To move your belongings from one place to the next is a challenge. Now, when you're young, just like we did when we were young, we moved 8 times in 8 years when we were first married. And my brothers and sisters all had pickups. Everybody backs their pickup up, loads it, and you go and you set up and you have dinner that night because you don't have as much stuff.
Yeah.
Or you rent a van or something like that and move in it. Now, once you've got an established household where you've been for 20 years and you've accumulated stuff and grown into a large home, it turns out that it's a more challenging move. So I'm finding the move a little more challenging. I will tell you my hero in the story. My hero is Shelley Chapel, and she has a business called Clutter Free. She came in and helped us. First of all, we moved out a few pieces of furniture that we loved the furniture, but it just was a little bit too crowded in our house. When you put your house on the market, it's pretty important that it's not too crowded. So you need to get rid of peripheral furniture because people coming through, it's not one person walking through the house. It's a group of people walking through the house. It's going to feel cramped if you have too much furniture. It's going to feel crowded, cramped around you if you have too much stuff on the shelves. So Clutter Free came in and helped us just kind of refresh the decorations, just move stuff around a little bit. And then I had my designer, Kara Pasley. I have three extra bedrooms that kids were in when we built the house. Grandkids, three different grandchildren moved into our house over the last 3 years and stayed between about 7 months and year and a half each. Well, it turns out that they had stuff they didn't want that got left at my house. And it was hard for me to determine if it was worth saving or not.
Yeah.
But those bedrooms, Kara came and helped me stage the bedrooms. Not overstage, but just set them up to be bedrooms, basically. So having a good team around you really helps. These were not expensive things to do, by the way, because I'm kind of a penny pincher. I do not like spending money on things that are not necessary, because I love spending money on vacations and experiences, and it's hard to do both if you just are frivolous with your money, you know.
Right.
So I love going to live performances and getting really good tickets and stuff. So I don't like spending money on things I could do myself, right? Well, it turns out I can't do it all myself.
That's the part that happens with moving, is it just gets exhausting after a while. Marissa and I moved, I guess we've been 2-3 months ago, and all the things that used to be really easy to do, not so easy.
Well, do you know what amazed me about your move is that you didn't take off work.
No, I kept working.
Yeah. You did keep working.
It was in the midst of our busy season.
Yes, it was. And it was nice that Marissa was during her summer, because she teaches school, right?
It was at the worst part for her, too, because it was right when it started.
School started in August.
We did, because we had, because originally the house that we had chosen, during the inspection period, we decided not to move forward with that. And so then we ended up being right at the start of school. So it was
difficult.
Hectic. Yes.
Yes.
It was very
hectic. We all have a life outside the week that we move, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you need help, we help our clients all the time with their move. I mean, I helped a client this week. Actually, it was last week. Move stuff out of a house. And it was really an estate, so there wasn't really anybody to do a lot. I just kind of had to do it. I mean, you know, get the stuff moved to storage and organize the movers and the cleaners and everything like that. So, and we help people with that all the time. When it's yourself that's moving, I thought, well, I help. I'm just going to treat myself like I'm a client. I'm going to say, you need to call Clutter Free. You need to call Kara Pasley. You need to call AAA Metro Movers, because these are people that are good to work with. We've had experience with them on so many occasions. And so that's what I did. When we had things to repair, those three bedrooms all had bathrooms, and nobody's used them for a while. So every time someone turns a faucet on, the O-ring's not moist, so it leaks. So I called Eric, the plumber, and he came out and did the plumbing repairs actually last night. Larry Robbins, I didn't know. I had two shingles that had blown off from our wind. My roof's pretty new, and there was...
You had shingles? Blown off?
Blown off.
Really?
I know. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Then I started looking yesterday as I was driving around, and I noticed a lot of people have south-facing shingles that are blown off. So have your roof checked. Larry Robbins is coming on Monday. His crew's coming to fix the three things that were up there that were called out.
Yeah.
Hayes Electric came yesterday and I just gave them my list, and they went around and took them 15 minutes. And let's see, the Seal Tight did the fogged up window. There were a lot of things to do. We needed them done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we handle stuff like that. So we often joke that we have a guy or a gal for everything. Most busy realtors do. So ask your realtor, who do you use for this? I mean, I needed a bricklayer because I had some, my walkway entering my house had was made of bricks, a brick pathway. And they were kind of spalled off after 19 years, you know, where they'd frozen and flaked off. Well, I had a guy for that. Because it was the guy that actually put the brick on my house. But he did a great job coming and kind of making that look a little bit better. It was still functional, but it made it look better. So we're going to be talking an awful lot about what to look for, like in a mover. What do you look for in a mover? What would you think, Mark?
One of the big things is just reputation. There's so many different ways you can go with that as moving yourself, hiring movers, doing the in-between. But in the end, it's, you know, you have all of your stuff in one location. Are they going to keep it safe? Is it going, I mean, there's a lot of bad stories out there.
There are a lot of bad stories and kind of tragic stories sometimes when people's stuff blows off the truck. And I mean, it's not good. But I will tell you that when should you start looking for a mover? It's when, right when you put your house for sale, you'd better find you a mover you want to use. And then when that contract comes in, that's your very first phone call, is to book that mover. What happened to me is we had a very quick closing. I called to book the mover, and it turned out during the week and a half window that I had, they were only available one day. And it was like 2 days from the date I called them. And at this point, I'm not interested in going and finding a new mover. I depend on Metro Movers. I want to use them. So we're going to talk a little bit more.
Lessons from being on the move right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, and we're talking about lessons from on the move here with Becky Ivins.
I will tell you what. One of the things that I needed that I did was unaware of that I would need is a storage building, because this furniture that we needed to kind of move out to make the place look better, we didn't want to throw it away or anything. So we got a storage facility. Now, somebody called in and asked, where's a good storage place? I will tell you, I have never had a storage facility. So this is my first. I'm trying to remember the name of the place. I think it is, I'll look at Extra Space or something like that. I'll look it up and give you guys, tell you what it is. But that is essential when you are, you know, staging a house. You got to have a place to put the stuff. And then you got to bring it back, because then you're going to have a sale. And now Clutter Free does a sale too. I've got 8 different estate sale folks that I refer business to on a regular basis. But I'm not going to have as much furniture to sell as what they would like, because I'm moving most of my furniture. But I still have plenty to sell too. But they're going to, Clutter Free is also doing my sale for me, which is pretty nice. So
that double move is one of the toughest things of it, because we did the same thing. And I think a lot of people do this, is that you have to put as much stuff into storage as you can to kind of declutter your home to get it ready to stage. And that's where, like, the mover truck, the moving truck that we have that we allow clients to use, just came such in handy.
Yes.
Because there's sometimes where, like, you get tired of, like, well, I can't sort through anymore. I just need to get it out. I just need to get it boxed. I need to get it taken care of and get it out. And you move it, everything into storage, and then goes to the new home.
So, are we ready for our word of the day?
Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700.
Okay, our word of the day is moving. Okay. Now, used as two different ways, actually. Moving is in motion, right? So you're moving from one spot to the next. Moving can also be moving, because moving is to produce strong emotion, especially sadness or sympathy. Right? Because you go through a lot of your belongings. Oh my gosh, just talk about trips through down memory lane. We finally decided one of the best things we could do was to have a spot for pictures and a spot for videos and a spot for other family memorabilia. It seems that I was totally unaware how accomplished my children were until we moved the attic belongings to the garage. And I could, and I will, if anybody wants these trophies, I will bring them to you. We've got drama trophies. We've got gymnastics trophies. We've got baseball trophies. Lots and lots of wrestling trophies and medals and such. So if you're putting on something and you need trophies, you call me, because trophies are us. But what was, I did take the time while I was cleaning out. I called my son that's in Germany and FaceTimed him, and I said, okay, I've got a whole box here of trophies, and then I've got a briefcase full of medals. Let's go through them. Do you have time? And this was last weekend, so it was a weekend for him. Uh-huh. And so he had time, and I would raise one up, and he'd say, oh, that was from Norman North. And I'd be going, well, yes, it says Norman North right on the back of it. And he goes, Mom, that was a bronze. Don't even ask me about a bronze. I don't want to keep any of those.
That's funny.
So it turns out the only thing he wanted to keep was his trophy from Nationals in drama and speech. So that was where he kind of shined. And so you do go down memory lane as you take stuff off shelves, and you're going, oh, there's Grandpa's knife that he carried during World War II. And there's the Ernie Banks baseball that Grandpa got signed back in the day. And so there's these moving moments.
Yeah.
And give yourself a little bit of time so that you can enjoy those instead of them plague you,
yeah.
You know?
That's the part of, eventually you run out of time with those things.
You do.
Like, you know, so having a plan of how long will it take for you to go through all the memorabilia?
Well, and the fact is, you really don't have time to go through it all. So put it in a box, move it with you, and then let your children do something with it after you die. that's our philosophy,
right? So there you go. Yeah.
So what other information do you need when you move? First of all, real estate, I didn't really even think about this, Mark, but because real estate has been so busy and people have been buying and selling so much, I did not really realize the movers would be so busy, and I would have such a hard time getting a date. I refer so much business to these people. I expected that they would just kind of fit me in somewhere. Well, it turns out there's only 7 days in a week. Right?
Right.
And they were booked.
Yeah.
So they gave me one day, and it was 2 days from when I knew when it was. So we packed as much as we could. Shelley's group at Clutter Free packed as much stuff as they could, and we took our furniture, except for our bed, nightstands, our little love seat we sit on, and we didn't pack any of the food yet because we were still going to live there for another week as we pack up everything else.
Yeah.
So you kind of adjust to what you need to when you move, right?
Right. That's exactly right with it. So when in hiring movers, what did you look for?
Well, I've worked with a lot of movers, and I have two favorites, AAA Metro Movers and Fowler Orff. And I've used them many times to help clients, many times. Now, I used to use Bob the Mover, and Bob moved people while he was in law school. He had a moving business. And then when he finished law school, all of his friends that were in law school with him were moving up. So he just kept moving them. He worked as a lawyer for a few years. Turns out he didn't like it too much, so he went back to moving people and had a moving company. Now, he was terrific, the best mover I've ever dealt with. But Bob fell off a ramp, messed up his shoulder. It's hard when you have a messed up shoulder to pick up those heavy things.
Yeah.
So he sort of retired. He got his real estate license, came to work for me for a while. That was fun because we did really love Bob. Then he decided to really retire. But what I look for is somebody who, first of all, will show up on time. You don't want somebody who says they're going to show up and they don't. And I have dealt with people like this over the years. They will call and say, well, it turns out one of our trucks isn't working, so we can only send one truck today.
Mm.
And I'm going, hey, our closing is this afternoon. We can't have one truck. We have to have two trucks. And they say they'll show up at 8:30, and they get there at 11. Well, that just wastes everybody's time on the busiest day of their life,
yeah.
Right? So somebody who'll show up on time has trained movers that do not complain. I mean, they're there to move heavy stuff. You don't want them to say, oh, my gosh, this is heavy. No. I mean, you're there to move stuff. Move
right.
it, dude.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why I like those two movers in particular. They've always done a really good job for me. They stay till it's finished. I mean, those guys worked at my house from 8. They got there at about 8:25. They were supposed to be there at 8:30. And so at 8:30, they knocked on my door because they had already opened their truck up and had it situated to where they could load, knocked on the door at 8:30 sharp and started moving stuff. So that was a really good thing. And another thing that you look for is somebody who will be careful with your stuff. You know, I don't want a bunch of scratches. Now, they pointed out scratches that I already have so that I wouldn't think they did it. I think that's smart. Because you don't want to think they messed up your stuff, you know. But they did break a little something, and they said, you know, we picked this up, and that fell off of it. And I said, well, I had not noticed that because I've never moved that piece of furniture. And it wasn't a big deal. I mean, it will glue right back on. And so anyway, you look for someone who will be careful, who will show up on time, and we can talk a lot more about this too.
And we'll be back right after this on News Radio 1000 KTOK, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking about lessons from the move.
We're talking about moving and what are some of the good questions to ask movers. Well, estimate of price is a good thing. A lot of movers have you fill out a form as to how much you're going to be moving, and they will give you an estimate like that. Well, that's a lot of work, but that's how you start. You start by calling a couple of good companies and saying, these are the things I'm moving. They'll ask you the size of your house and how many boxes you have to move. Well, if you have not started packing, you do not have a clue as to how many boxes to move. that you're going to have to move. I will tell you, I don't think anybody has less than 20 boxes and probably closer to 30 or 40 boxes. And then some other good questions to ask is, what's the company's cancellation or rescheduling policies? Because if you have to cancel, maybe there's a delay because the appraiser didn't get your new house appraised on time. That's a big thing we're dealing with right now. And you're going to have to reschedule. What fees are associated with that? And will they really make a spot for you on their calendar? Because things are out of your control sometimes, out of our control sometimes. But you need to know what the cancellation policy is. Definitely need to know whether they're insured and bonded. I will tell you, they usually pay about 60 cents per pound for your move, your items that you're moving. Well, if you're moving a lightweight new TV, that is not very much money for that big flat screen that you're going to hang on the wall. But I'll tell you that typically if you go with a good mover, there's rarely anything that you're going to have an insurance claim on. But it's important just in case. What happens if the Oklahoma wind tumps over that truck and your stuff's all over the highway? Well, you need to replace it. So do make sure that they're insured and find out exactly what it is. And do they provide packing materials, or do you need to go buy those? And will they move your items that you pack yourself? Or some companies will not move boxes that they have not packed themselves, because the bottom could fall out and your great-grandmother's china could fall on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't think that's such a tragedy, except that they're going to have to clean up the mess, right? And you're caught going, I've carried this china around from here to there for years. And then how many people will do the move? That's kind of important. Last week, we did a move for a client, and we had four movers and two trucks. And it took a day and a half to get that because it was not packed. It needed to be packed.
Mm.
So you need packers to come in. Now, we typically use a different company for packing. Senior Transitions does a great job, very affordable to pack your stuff. What's the hourly rate? Oh, my gosh. That changes a lot. It ranges from about $130 an hour to about $350 an hour, depending on how many trucks, how many movers they have, and just which company they're with. Because you can get the same number of movers and the same number of trucks, and it ranges a lot. I found from $185 to $300 for the exact same number as I called around. And then how long will the move take? And will they stay till it's finished? I mean, they came at 8:30 and they had to leave at 8:20 at night. And they stayed with it until it was all finished.
Wow.
They did not hesitate. And then what's the cost of the insurance? What is that insurance going to cost you? So, and are there discounts for certain times of year or certain days of the week? It's harder to get somebody on Friday and Saturday and Sunday than it is Monday through Wednesday, or slower days. So you sometimes can get a little bit, at least you can fit yourself in, but you can get a little bit more of a bargain. So those are some of the good questions to ask.
So about a decade ago, excuse me, when when we moved back to Oklahoma, grew up here, but then lived on the East Coast for 15 years or so and moved back home. And we did one of those where they parked a truck outside of the house. And we had the truck there for a week.
Oh.
And we packed it ourselves. And this was just before all the box, the
mini pods and
pods
stuff
were
okay.
popular. But basically they just parked back end of a trailer, and we got a whole week to just pack everything in it, and then they put us, when they came, they checked our packing in there, and then they put a board up and sealed it, and then they used the back half for cargo, and then they parked
or somebody
it.
Else's move
yes.
sometimes,
and then they parked it outside where we had moved to, and we got to unpack it.
Like, oh, now I'm going to suggest.
Know if I would do that again.
Now, the better way to do that will be to hire a truck and hire professional movers to load it, and then you drive the truck. And that way, it's the loading is the hard part. The unloading is not so difficult and not so time-consuming. But hire professional people to load that truck, even if you're going to drive it yourself. Well, where are you going to be at 9 o'clock? At 9:10, we're going to be at the Santa Market at the fairgrounds. Come see us at the Santa Market until 4 o'clock today. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for being with us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.